Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Saw that pledge, as I mentioned, it's very, very powerful, and he shows that the Muslims of Syria understand they are not just coming out like this without anything in mind. They understand that the concepts of Islam are deep in the people of Syria and the people of Ash-Sham. As I said, there are only two or three things to go. One of them will be a seven-year-old child giving us a very important message. Before that, however, I would like to call upon Sheikh Mustafa Al-Majzoub to speak to us briefly for 2 or 3 minutes in English to contribute to today's gathering, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you and reward you for being here today, for showing your support to your brothers and sisters in Syria. It's important to understand that a believer has the obligation of supporting the other believers no matter where they are, even if it was with a word of truth. And the one who excludes himself from the word of truth in support of his brothers is the one who he has excluded himself from the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, understand, and I want this message to go to anyone and everyone who is plotting against our brothers and sisters, wherever they are, starting with Syria and going beyond. This nation of La ilaha illallah is like a lamp. Its fuel is the blood of the martyrs. Every time there is someone who is killed for this religion, this fire will only get stronger and stronger. And nothing can extinguish the light of Allah. No power on the face of this earth can extinguish the power of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Victory awaits our brothers in Syria. They are up for victory bi-idhnillahi azza wa jal. They told us, my dear brothers and sisters, that words on its own is not enough, but it's words with sacrifice that brings the result. These people wrote their words with their blood. They paid the price for these words with their blood. And Allah Azza wa Jal will not let the one who pays this price for his cause to go wasted. Our brothers in Syria will be victorious bi-idhnillahi Azza wa Jal.
Takbir! Takbir!
I conclude by saying some words of poetry that one of the great scholars of Syria once said.
أيها السارقون حكم البلاد من أباح الرعاع رق العباد السلاح الذي شراه لكم الشعب بغالي دماه لتشقوا صدور الأعادي فأبيتم سوى مهج الأحرار ميدان صولة وجلاد أنعاجا إذا لقيتم يهودا وعلى شعبكم أسودا أعادي. Oh thieves who have stolen the leadership of lands, these are nothing but thieves, wallahi. They don't deserve to be there. They are from the first place, not Muslims from the first place. How can they rule over the Muslim lands? These people are thieves who stole the leadership of countries, who allowed them to rule over the servants of Allah. These weapons that they are using to fight their people was bought by the people to be protected. Are you like sheep in front of your enemies and in front of your people you are like lions? These are the words that I will conclude with. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give them victory. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.